This is an MUT Radio podcast.
You're listening to MUT News, bringing it to you in isiZulu and English with Sindile Ngobese.
MUT Radio News.
The time is 9 o'clock. Good morning. As a sign of restoring some kind of normality after the disruption by the COVID-19 pandemic, the Department of Mechanical Engineering at MUT has resumed its industry visits. Ronald Gayafasad, a lecturer in the department, took his students to Somtas Tools in Pietermaritzburg and the second plant visit to Pact Flixton, where a total of 57 final semester S4 mechanical engineering students had the opportunity to visit the plant in Empangeni. Kayapasad says the visit site constituted an important part of the core course curriculum taught at the university. In other news, ubengusekela sihlalo we-Economic Freedom Fighters akulesi sifundazwe uMongezi Thwala useqokwe njengosihlalo omusha wale nhlangano. UThwala ubebanga lesi sikhundla nobengusihlalo uVusi Khoza engqungqutheleni yokukhetha upholi ebanjelwe eThekwini. UThopsile Nkosi ukhethwe njengosekela sihlalo, uNkululeko Ngubane wakhethwa njengonobhala. UHlengiwe Chiliza usekela nobhala, kwasekuthi uWakeni Chuma wakhethwa njengomgcini mafa. Umholi wale nhlangano uJulius Malema bekulindeleke ukuthi ayivalele nkomva izolo ethula imphumela. UTerry Ntsalane ubeke kanje.
I'm going to indicate the numbers and then I will indicate who is duly elected. For chairperson, Khosa Vusimusi received 610 and Thwala Mongezi received 973. I therefore declare Thwala Mongezi duly elected. Can you please come forward?
Finally, box loads of wooden camels, plates with pictures of Qatar skyscrapers, gold necklaces, football hats and scarves arrive every day in Doha's South Waqif Market, where traders eagerly await World Cup fans. The narrow alleys of the century-old market will be a magnet for the 1 million football followers expected at the tournament, which kicks off on the 20th of November. Fan zone attractions and temporary stores are being set up around Namaz Milk enclosure, and the hundreds of small stores selling incense, spices, carpets, gold, and even falcons and other birds and animals. And press reports say the stores will be allowed to open 24 hours a day during the World Cup. And that's trending on Twitter this morning is hashtag Happy Diwali, hashtag NCKZN, and hashtag State Capture. A recap of your top story this hour. As a sign of restoring some kind of normality after the disruption by the COVID-19 pandemic, the Department of Mechanical Engineering at MUT has resumed its industry visits.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.